This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. BJP leader Samrat Chaudhary has been elected as the leader of BJP Legislative Party in Bihar today, paving the way for him to become the next chief minister of the state. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, who was appointed as the central observer by the party, made the announcement after a meeting of the BJP Legislative Party in Patna this afternoon. Earlier, JDU President Nitish Kumar resigned as chief minister of Bihar and dissolved his cabinet. He has been elected to the Rajya Sabha recently. Shri Samrat Chaudhary has since met the governor and staked claim to form the government. Swearing-in ceremony for the new government is scheduled to take place at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed the importance of promoting year-round tourism in Uttarakhand. He highlighted the state's growing popularity as a destination for winter tourism, winter sports and destination weddings, and also urged people to maintain cleanliness in Dev Bhumi. Addressing the inauguration event of the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor in Dehradun, Mr. Modi said that 12-month tourism is crucial for the state's economy. Referring to his 2023 visit to Kailash and Om Parvat, he said that the number of devotees has risen significantly since then.
देहरादून दिल्ली इकोनॉमिक कॉरिडोर से इस पूरे क्षेत्र का कायाकल्प होने जा रहा है। पहला फायदा तो ये है कि इससे समय बचेगा, आना जाना सस्ता और तेज होगा और दूसरा बड़ा फायदा रोजगार का होगा। अब इसके निर्माण में 12,000 करोड़ रुपए खर्च हुए तो हजारों श्रमिकों को काम मिला। साथियों, इस शानदार एक्सप्रेसवे से उत्तराखंड के टूरिज्म को बहुत ही बड़ा फायदा देगा। देहरादून, हरिद्वार, ऋषिकेश, मसूरी और चार धाम यात्रा के लिए ये सबसे प्रमुख मार्ग बनेगा।
The Prime Minister said government policies over the past decade have aimed to uphold constitutional values. PM Modi affirmed that Uttarakhand has shown the way to the entire country by advancing the constitutional aspiration of a uniform civil code. In Chhattisgarh, 9 workers have been killed in a boiler explosion at the Vedant power plant in Sakti district. More than 40 workers have sustained burn injuries. 8 are reported to be in critical condition. The plant is located in Singandherai village of Dabra block. The injured have been admitted to nearby hospitals. Police and administrative teams rushed to the spot soon after receiving information and are engaged in relief and rescue operations. Superintendent of Police Praful Thakur said the cause of the incident is yet to be ascertained and an investigation is underway. Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal is in full swing. Top leaders of various parties are holding public meetings and addressing rallies to woo voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the party workers of West Bengal under Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot Sambad through Namo app. During the interaction, Mr. Modi said that the manifesto released by BJP is receiving strong appreciation from the people of the state.
बीते दिनों मुझे बंगाल के हर हिस्से में जाने का, लोगों से मिलने का अवसर मिला है। जो ऊर्जा, जो उत्साह, जो जोश मैं बीजेपी के प्रति देख रहा हूं, वो अद्भुत है। ये आप बूथ के स्तर के सभी कार्यकर्ताओं की मेहनत का परिणाम है। मेरा बूथ सबसे मजबूत, इस मंत्र के साथ आप टीएमसी की निर्मम सरकार के भय और बीजेपी के भरोसे को बहुत अच्छे से अपने बूथ पर लोगों तक पहुंचा रहे हैं।
Senior BJP leader Amit Shah at poll rally in the Dakshin Dinajpur district promised that BJP will end political violence, syndicate raj and evict infiltrators from West Bengal after it forms the government. Addressing poll rallies in Raiganj and Malda, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized Trinamool Congress government for not fulfilling its promise of providing jobs to the state's youth. Trinamool Congress President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held rallies at Howrah, Pashchim Medinipur and Purva Medinipur districts. She accused BJP of using Election Commission to cut valid voters' names in West Bengal. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders skipper Ajinkya Rahane has won the toss and elected to bowl first against Chennai Super Kings at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.